Core Sound's pad loops help worship leaders instantly and easily fill their worship sound, create seamless transitions, kill dead space, and free themselves to focus on worship. Go to Core, C-O-R-E, coresoundpads.com to learn more, try free samples, and get going with pads today.
Everywhere the king is king, there's the kingdom.
If you wait until you feel like everything's right, you'll never go.
There's nothing that can possibly in this earth be more spectacular than what can happen when heaven invades this realm.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Creativity is how heaven comes to earth.
It's not just singing songs, but it is fighting with truth.
We're here to resource churches, not make great music.
If we want community, we got to build it.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. My name is Clint.
And I'm Haley.
And I'm Josh. Tonight, it is the Academy Awards. The Oscars are on television. Yeah. And if you're joining us on the radio right now, then we thank you. And we would also like to say, we'll give you our spin on the 89th Academy Awards.
Yeah.
For Best Picture anyway. Come We're not on. Going through all the rigmarole of Best Supporting Actress and all that garbage. We're going to just do the
Best Costume picture. Designer.
Okay, so the nominees are, drum roll please. La La Land. Never seen it.
I saw it.
Oh yeah? Was it good?
Sort of.
Okay. All right. We'll keep that in mind. Arrival.
Nope.
Never seen it. Lion.
Never seen it.
Hell or High Water.
Nope.
I don't even know those actors. Hidden Figures.
What?
Hidden Figures.
Never seen
nope.
it.
Nope.
It's got Pharrell Williams in it.
Oh.
Because I'm happy. Moonlight.
Never seen it.
Wasn't
seen
that an old TV show?
Never even heard of it.
No, that was Moonlighting.
Oh, okay.
Moonlighting. Different. Totally different.
Yeah, totally thing. Different.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Wanted to see it, but
yeah,
never did.
Yeah.
Is I that heard, a Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah, yes. The old Mel.
Come okay, on. That
He's
one
got
takes,
a great
that one takes
beard.
It. That's it. That's the best picture right there.
Well, you got to finish the list.
Oh. Let's see. We got Manchester by the Sea.
Never seen it.
And then Fences with Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Denzel.
Yeah, never seen that one either.
Denzel.
So the only one I've ever seen is La La Land, and I wouldn't vote for it as Best Picture.
Right?
So well, I'm going to have to give the Oscar to Hacksaw Ridge, even though I've never seen it.
Yeah, we've right. never seen it, but the Oscar goes to Hacksaw Ridge.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
And you know, maybe the people that vote for these movies haven't seen them either, so maybe it's, that's not a requirement.
I think it probably would be. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think it would be neat to say I'm a member of the Academy.
Would it?
Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah, it does feel distinguished.
Yeah, but I could also just go up to Academy Sports and then
just
say I'm a member there.
whip out your card.
I'm a member of the Academy Sports.
Yeah. Well, Mel Gibson, you know, he did The Passion of the Christ.
Yep.
And he's got a sequel that he's planning on doing.
Yeah.
About the resurrection. Have you heard
what?
That?
No, uh-uh.
So he was actually on one of the late shows talking about it, and they're like, wow. What are you going to do? I mean, there's not as much drama. He just gets up, and there it is. He's like, well, what you don't think about is the 3 days when he was dead, what was going on?
Oh, wow.
So.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
So there's a whole action scene there, you know, of Jesus descending into hell, and what did he do there? And so Mel Gibson's creative juices are flowing around that.
Well, they better give a woman a good part because, you know, it's the ladies that were the first ones to find him.
Well, the last few weeks, our creative juices have been flowing nonstop as we have been creating and launching our brand new website, nextgenworship.com, and lots of new features there. Lots
yeah.
of new redesigns.
Content.
Yeah, lots of new content. So go check it out, nextgenworship.com, and peruse through the new pages. We've got a new video page on there. It's some of our video projects that we've launched, Heirloom. And some moments,
mm-hmm.
so the voice of a movement, not only in our region, but in various regions throughout the United States,
yeah.
and I believe globally, that yeah. we will be able to visit in the future and see this movement of God across the face of the earth.
So. Yeah, he's doing big stuff, and you know, we kind of like to tie the strings together and, you know, talk to all these people and see what's going on, because we hear God through that. And it's interesting to see how he's moving in other communities.
Well, case in point, when we first began to build community right here in our own region, we started doing some things that seemed kind of unheard of,
mm-hmm.
you know, uniting the body through worship,
yeah.
things like this. And then we began to connect with people outside of our region that the same exact thing is happening
right.
there. So, and we would go visit them and we would film them and interview them. And they're like, nobody's doing this. This is unheard of. And we're like, yeah, it is. It's happening, man. It's happening everywhere. So
yeah, it's so good. Cool.
And people need to hear that.
They
need to be inspired.
Yeah.
They need to be
encouraged. Yes.
So today we are going to be talking with a great encourager.
Oh, yeah.
An encourager of the body, a wonderful songwriter and musician, Kent Henry. He was on the program with us last week talking about the lifestyle of worship. And today our topic of discussion, mobilizing for a global great awakening. It's coming up. Identity Music is the music publishing arm of Next Gen Worship. We are a family of creatives who love the presence of God, who desire to see the kingdom advance through creativity and music. We are sound artists. Recorded sound has the power to convey emotion, tell stories, and bring the listener into an experience where time stops for a journey of the heart. We are currently completing our state-of-the-art custom audio recording studio, utilizing industry-standard tools at the core of our creative process. We are asking you to partner with us. We have currently connected with a donor that promises to match dollar for dollar all donations made to complete our studio. That means if you contribute $100, it's like giving $200. There are just a few loose ends to tie up before we can start shaping sounds that change history. Help us. Donate today and have it matched at nextgenworship.com.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Next week, we're going to be talking about crafting a legacy. We're going to do a two-part series with Life of the Family, our good friends from Nashville, Tennessee, the Brentros. Today, we're discussing mobilizing for a global great awakening. We're feeling this more and more in our hearts. We know that the Holy Spirit is pouring out upon the earth. Things are being accelerated. A little later on the show, we'll dive into this a little deeper with Kent Henry. He was on the program with us last week talking about a lifestyle of worship. And let's talk about this. Mobilizing for a global great awakening. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, throughout history, we have seen things happen. Major advancements of the kingdom on earth. And if you're, you know, a student of church history, you're going to run into all these events like the First Great Awakening, the Second Great Awakening, lots of revivals. I mean, there's been points in history. Well, let's take even the Welsh Revival. Maybe you've heard of that one. It ran concurrently with the Azusa Revival in LA.
Right.
In Wales, they literally shut down the pub. I don't know how many pubs there were, but there were no pubs open. And they shut down the jail because there was no more crime.
Yeah,
that's and, awesome.
That is
they
cool.
were talking about even the mining was really huge there. And the donkeys that they used to haul the coal out or whatever they were mining, they only responded to cursing. And the men got radically saved, stopped cursing, and they had to retrain the donkeys.
That's crazy.
So when we talk about mobilizing for a great awakening, it starts in our cities. We're talking about very lowest level, boom, city transformation. Next level, that outpouring goes across the world. That is exactly what happened with the Welsh Revival and the Zeus Street Revival, which was early 1900s. Worldwide missions were born. Entire denominations were born out of those awakenings, out of those city transformations. So now we're getting prophetic words again. We're hearing people like Lou Engels and Banny Leibshire Jesus Culture and Bethel people, and everybody is prophesying a million soul harvest, a third great awakening, things like that. And that sounds awesome. But there are some things that we need to have in place in order to see those things happen. And Josh, actually, you were just saying some incredible things a minute ago before we hit record that blew my mind.
Well, I just felt Holy Spirit explode inside of me. We were talking about some of the response that we're seeing, the acceleration of spiritual things upon the earth, government shifting, plans being thwarted, all kinds of things happening in the earth right now. And like Holy Spirit is on the move. There is this movement of people's hearts turning toward the Father. And I felt Holy Spirit say loud, with a loud voice,
This is because of incense rising. This is in response to your hearts being turned toward. And that goes back to Second Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive sin. Then will I heal their land. God is acting in response to this worship and intercession that we are like incense rising into the throne room. You know, we talked about visions of angels being poured out upon the earth. We've heard that confirmed several different times. And just the movement picking up pace and people really turning toward kingdom-minded culture.
Yeah.
We're seeing it now, but I believe, like we've heard many others say, it's being accelerated.
Yeah.
We're in a Kairos season.
I love that.
Didn't Bill Johnson just talk about that, about, you know, there being a fragrance released in heaven and that activates angelic activity on the earth?
That just confirms, again, I mean, we're hearing confirmation after confirmation. Holy Spirit is speaking to the body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe we are all like really embracing one another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've, you know, lived our personal relationship with Jesus long enough.
Yeah, right? There's definitely a wave that has been building and building for a while, and I feel like it's about to crest, and we're all going to get slammed onto the Jesus beach and like hit the ground running. Like, it feels like it's momentum that's been building for a purpose for movement.
Yes. When you were mentioning Bill Johnson, remind me of a quote that Brian Johnson recently said when he was teaching. Brian's one of the worship leaders for Bethel. He said, when we worship, we pull armies from another realm into battle. And that is powerful. And that
is
one of the reasons that we do Unite worship gatherings. You know, in our region, in Southwest Missouri, we, you know, we do these 24-hour, once-a-month gatherings. And we're just coaching people to put the presence at the center of worship again, and not necessarily the performance of worship.
Yeah. Yes, come on.
You know, there's such a difference between the performance and the presence. And we've all been in the room when the atmosphere shifts. All of a sudden you realize, boom, there is something here that wasn't here before.
Yeah.
And people tell me when they walk into these gatherings, these worship gatherings we had a conversation with a guy last night, and he'd never been to one. He's a youth pastor in one state away, drove a little ways to get here. He said, as soon as I opened the door, the presence of God hit me. And this is a guy that's maybe newer to things like that, you know, that kind of language, the presence, and he's figuring out worship and what that means to him. He's like, I was just going to stay for an hour, but I sat there, and before I knew it, 2 hours was gone. I'm like, what in the heck just happened? You know, but it's that encounter. It's that stewarding atmospheres for encounter. I was waking up the other day, and I wrote a blog about this recently, but sometimes when you're in that in-between stage between sleep and wake, sometimes things happen there.
That's true.
It is true.
And this is, I believe, a little bit key to our topic today, because what we're talking about is bigger than Sunday morning. What we're talking about is bigger than a church. In this room right here, we've got at least two churches, and it's like we're a family. It's like we're the same blood. But Holy Spirit said this to me plain as day. When he said it, I woke up fully, and I wrote it down right away so I get it all. But he said, with everything either right or wrong in a room, there's a lot we have to learn about the actual four walls of change. And to me, that was speaking about, you know, we're really particular about our preferences, the way we do church, the way we do worship, the way, you know, we feel good when we have a Sunday morning where this happens.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no matter if you're doing really great or really poorly Sunday morning, he's like, we still have a lot to learn about creating change from inside those four walls.
Come on.
And that spoke powerfully to me, speaks of his heart for cities and regions and nations.
There's a ton of topics that will flow out of that. They're all starting to spring up in my heart right now.
That just blows my mind. It blows my mind that the picture is just so much bigger, that I've lived my whole life thinking that church was the most important thing. And I mean, we know that is important, but it's not the only thing. It's not the only thing that he's thinking about. You know what I mean? That his eyesight, his view, his picture is so much bigger than my church that I attend.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes, like, it's just so much broader than that.
Yeah.
And my brain goes, what? I don't have a frame of reference for this. I need to, like, learn more.
Well, we've been talking about shifting atmospheres and shifting culture across cities and regions. And I am feeling that the Holy Spirit is saying, you have no idea the impact of the atmosphere that you're changing over your planet.
Wow.
As a whole. This is not just your city and your region that is being shifted. This is a global shift. And I believe that as hearts turn toward the Father and they begin to seek Him above everything else, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I am feeling this like heavenly destiny.
Yeah.
Like destination planet Earth.
That's so good, man. That's a movie right there. Yeah. Heaven, destination planet Earth. Mm. Well, you know, this idea is new to some, but we've been talking about it for a while now, that the sons of God are starting to take responsibility for the planet. It starts with your family, your marriage, you know, your tribe, the people that your community, and then it goes beyond that. It goes to the city level, the region level, the nation level, the world level. And we're here, as the Bible talks about, Jesus saying, you know, pray like this: the kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's such a wise thing for Jesus to say, because it encompasses everything when you say make earth like heaven.
Absolutely. And I think community is so important. I know in church speak and cultural speak, we really focus on the family, and we do that a lot here with Next Gen Worship, that your family is your mission field and revival looks like healthy family. But family, in Jesus's opinion, in the Master's heart, is those that are collaborators with you in heavenly mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, this is my mother. This is my brothers. These,
well said.
This is my family. So I'm just throwing this on here as just a little highlight, little nugget. Never neglect community as less than your immediate family.
Very good.
Because they're just as important, and they are your family.
Yes.
Jesus had his closest knit group and his closest-knit friends, but he embraced the entire community. There was the 92, and then there was the multitudes. And when he went into a place, he didn't just dole out to a few here and there gifts from heaven. He healed them all. So he loved continually, and it outflowed from that community.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
We'll dive into that a little bit more in depth about crafting a legacy, lifting up the next generation and the generation after that to go higher and higher and usher in a new kingdom.
Come on.
Planet Earth. We'll be talking with the Brentros from Life of the Family. And coming up in the show, we're going to sit down with Kent Henry once again this week, talking about mobilizing for a global great awakening. We'll be back. Core Sounds Pad Loops help worship leaders instantly and easily fill their worship sound, create seamless transitions, and kill dead space. What are pad loops, you might say? Essentially, it's like the best keyboard sound or guitar swell you've ever heard, sitting underneath your live worship team. It helps to create a beautiful, patient atmosphere for your worship team and fill out the sound. They're a great investment if you have a smaller worship team, or if you have a large team but want to create an even bigger sound and improve your transitions. Plus, the full sound will give you an added confidence and free you as a leader to focus on worship. Core Sound has 8 pad sounds in all 12 keys, and they come in 3 different bundle sizes so you can find the perfect fit for your worship ministry. Load the pads up on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop, and you're good to go. Whatever you play, within the key of the pad loop sounds amazing, and each pad lasts for about 20 minutes. These pads are an incredible investment and a great tool for your worship team to transform your sound and help you to continue to lead and serve God's people well. Go to Core, C-O-R-E, coresoundpads.com to learn more, try free samples, and get going with pads today. What would it look like if a whole city responded in unison to the Lord? What would it look like for a city to love God together? Our worship shifts atmospheres and makes it easier for prisoners to be set free. It's time to unite. Started in February 2015 by worship leaders in our area, Unite Worship Gatherings are regional worship events devoted to an extended period of vertical worship and building community. There is no agenda, no preaching. Our focus is fully on His presence. Regional worship leaders, worshiping in the round, everyone is encouraged to join in as we host the presence of God in a greater way for our region. God's heart is burning for our city. We invite you, our family, to unite the body of Christ. Unite Worship Gatherings are hosted by a different church every month, and we would love for you to be a part. We are in need of technical support and on-site prayer partners. If you have a desire to join forces with like hearts, we invite you to attend our training workshop, March 16th, hosted at Impact Life Church. We will be focusing this workshop on sound design for Unite Worship Gatherings. Find out more at uniteworshipgatherings.com.
Fear is afraid of me. Next Gen.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. Next week, we're sitting down with the Brintros from Nashville and talking about crafting a legacy. And we'll do that for the next couple of weeks with them in a two-part interview. And we'll discuss that a little bit more in detail starting next week. Today, we've been talking about mobilizing for a global great awakening, and we're fortunate enough to have on the program with us once again, Mr. Kent Henry.
All right, Kent, it was so great having you with us last week. Such a joy and honor to connect with such a like heart.
It's awesome.
Just to unite in the spirit like this. I want you just to start sharing with us again, because you're burning. And I love that about you, because it's just automatically, oh, we're together in this because there's another burning one. So just share your heart with us. I want to hear the heart that you carry, especially you just talked about encouragement and giving people permission.
Well, it's really simple, Clint. The bottom line is, I've run into a lot of people, I'd say the last 5 to 8 years, that are kind of giving up the ghost on stuff. They're worn out, they're burnt out, they got hurt, offended. Do not give up on your calling. Everyone listens to this podcast, go get back at the feet of Jesus, pick up your guitar and violin again, get back on the drums, get back on your keyboard. The healing reign of the Lord is present right now. And I'm just talking about miracles in the natural. What we're seeing is God is restoring the condition of broken hearts back into a place of deeper, wider, higher in His presence. I mean, I want people to hear the word of the Lord. That's what I'm living for. I do it at small levels. I still go to major conferences and stuff. But one of the messages, I know you got lit up. I know you got ticked off or something. I know the devil tried. Do not give up your gift and calling. Come back now, little by little, find a fellowship group, get in a small Bible study. I cannot tell you how many people are broken, but in your brokenness, the fragrance of the Lord actually will be stronger when we've gone through those broken times. But I'm just saying, the clarion call is come back and join up again in the anointing and healing reign of the Lord, and watch what He'll do in your life.
So you got people responding to that, and they're getting back in, and maybe they're finding a great grace and permission to jump into that where they haven't before.
Yeah.
What is God doing? Let's take a 30,000 foot view here.
Well, the abundance of prayer and worship. We just finished doing a song. One of your singers, Dean, loved this. It's so worthy of it all. And I think it's Corey Asbury's song. And the bridge is day and night and night and day, let incense arise. And it's the prayers of the saints. So some kind of combination of worship and prayer, I call it passionate worship with zealous prayer, is the end game. It's not just doing church services. And that's going to be on a more of a daily basis, where in smaller groups that people, incense is going to arise. I'm telling you, as sure as I know the Lord Jesus is my Savior, that nations are coming on online. Even in Muslim nations, they're having conversions of hundreds, even into the thousands of new converts in underground church in China. And what they're built on is deep worship and passionate prayer. Billy Humphrey is a friend of mine at the Atlanta IHOP down in Georgia. He's gone to be in the underground church 3 or 4 times when he first went. They were driving and driving, and they're out in the middle of some old industrial building. And as he approaches the building, he can hear them crying out. There's music playing. It's like a moaning and a groaning to the Lord. And then he got in there. He started weeping. And they said, "You are most important man, you know, from America. Pray for us." And he's going, "I can't pray for you. You better pray for me that I actually have the depth." This guy is leading 24/7 worship, the Atlanta IHOP. But here's the point. all of us are actually called, five or six people, 60, 200 in a room. And it could be a somebody's house meeting. It could be via a community center. The end game is more deeper worship with passionate prayer. Intercession is the power to intervene and break the power of the kingdom of darkness off a city or region. And really, we got discombobulated, whatever word that is in the dictionary. Even back in the 70s, 80s, we came out of very pure organic worship. And by the way, we were singing scripture songs. We were singing, you know, the Pentecostal evangelical world, the Jesus movement preceded me by a few years. I was in the charismatic renewal or charismatic movement. But they said, well, these hippie kids, girls look like boys. And they were very vindictive and judgmental. Yeah. And they said, you know, they'll never amount to anything. And here they took the Psalms, put it to contemporary music. It went around the world. There was a worldwide movement. I think we're on the verge of that again, a global great awakening. I want one for America. This is my nation. I'm all American. I'm all about the kingdom. And I want to see a great awakening. And that's where the Spirit of God swoops in and people truly are convicted and converted at a high level. You can sense the anointing on this so strong. So the end game is start doing more deeper worship and passionate prayer, irregardless of your weekly responsibility at a church building. Make sure you're doing it as a lifestyle every day. Yeah. Man, that was good. Can I get a copy of this? That was right.
I love what you said about the effect of breaking the stronghold of darkness over cities and regions. Talk a little more about that.
I don't want to freak anybody out, but
that's okay.
We'll try it. We'll try anyway. As a seer, S-E-E-R, ever since I've been spirit-filled, I could see in the spirit. I can be at the airport and I'll have words of knowledge for people and stuff and actually deliver those words, but light, color, and power. If you have ever studied eternity or anybody that's had out-of-the-body experiences, when they go to heaven, they see stuff that is astonishing. Mm-hmm. So if we would, you know, back up the truck a little bit and go, when you're singing incense, the prayers and singing of the saints is rising into heaven and golden bowls, so to speak, it's much more powerful than we understood. We're not just singing songs. And that's kind of, we got interrupted on the truth of the power of worship. So the kingdom of darkness hates the deeper worship, passionate prayer, because they can't stop it. I know this for sure. Older New Testament theology proves it out. When the people of God, we were just doing 2 Chronicles 7:14 a minute ago, if my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, I'm going to heal the land. Really, the singers and musicians are the lead dogs in the sled pack on this. I mean, if you understand it, you're not just singers. Could you please get over that? You're not just playing an instrument. There's actually power and anointing coming off of you. And there'll be a transition. It might take us another couple years. Well, it's funny how other nations seem to receive it sooner because we're too smart. We're too intellectual with it all. We're trying to study it out instead of just do it. Let it affect your life. And then what's affecting you will affect others that you're in the group that you're helping lead.
Yeah. I love that's it, good. Man. Yeah.
Come on.
Let's talk to the songwriters and creatives. We talked a little bit about the music industry
so
today.
Good, man.
Part of our heart is to influence that industry.
Get to the secret place. Before you pen your lyrics, I'm just asking you, do 15 minutes of devotional prayer, sit before the Lord. I told this story, it's worth repeating. In St. Louis, where I'm from, we didn't have Christian music radio. We had talk radio. We didn't have it for 13 years. So, you know, a company came to town and thank God it's there. And they, you know, raise money and help different things. But when I turn it on, I go, you guys, as a deeper worshiper and lover of Jesus, your lyrics are pretty shallow. It's not really touching my heart, lean me on. So the challenge is, before you write your songs and before you're doing your worship leading, would you please get before the Lord, let him help you in the Holy Spirit, pin the deeper lyrics of his heart through the power of the Holy Spirit, and take us away, take us to the throne room. I get the outer courts talking. We called it back in the day horizontal and vertical worship and praise. Praise on a horizontal level is I'm telling you about the Lord and of the Lord, whereas vertical praise and worship's right to him personally. And it's still a great little definition. Some praise is vertical, some praise is horizontal. We can be praising about the Lord, that's me to you, and we're singing. But what happened in the 70s, 80s, we jumped all that and went, we're going right for the Lord. And that's where people were transformed, and then they stayed changed. The cool thing about when you really receive the Lord, worship and prayer helps you sustain your walk with the Lord. That's why many people have fallen away, or they just got disheartened in it all. I'm convinced they never got into the realm of the throne room, or let's go inner court, or before in his presence. And that's what I became known for, because that's what I know. Yeah. I don't know, let's do a set list and let's a week ahead, and let's perfect this. And we rehearse the daylights out of it. And then there's no juice on it on Sunday morning. Well, right. Shame on us, because we needed to pray and say, God, help, come by your presence and anointing and change the hearts of our people. Mm.
Tell me about the biggest dreams of your heart.
Bro, right now it's called the Pure Worship Network. It'll be television. Yeah. I mean, it'd be all of that. I just, last three, well, probably since September, so 4 months, the Lord has called me back. I was on my home church staff for many years, but I felt the Lord say it's time to resign and get back to your original calling, which is pure, organic worship deep in the throne room of God, deep in his presence. So I know it's kind of outlandish. I know what TBN is. We have DirecTV. I look at a lot of Christian TV and I go, really? So is it all about us, or is it about the Lord? So there could be, even with the God channel, I'm saying what's coming, and people said, kid, don't talk about it. Make sure you lock up all the, get the addresses and, your URLs. I said, I'm not worried about that. But someday, somewhere, both radio, television, I believe you're going to see a pure worship network that is just that 24/7, kind of like Kansas City has done Harp and Bowl and, worship and intercession for, they're in their 17th year, which is pretty cool. They're doing nonstop this Kansas City IHOP, and maybe people have never heard of it. Mike Bickle happens to be a personal friend and stuff, but it's time. Really what jumps that would be, I'm going to train the next two generations. Go, Ken Henry's my godfather. That's right. I trained them in the ways of the Lord. Now go blow it up for Jesus. It could be good.
I love that.
Awesome.
Well, Ken, it's such an honor to sit here with you and talk about these things. Yeah. And we do honor you for the sacrifice and the price you paid.
It's all worth
for this generation, the generations to come. And thank you for your investment as a father.
Yes.
The Bible says, and it's still true today, there's not many fathers, although we have a lot of teachers.
Oh.
So
I'm praying right now, bro. Father, in Jesus' name, we release the increased flow of the anointing of the psalmist, the minstrel and worshiper. They're hearing it on the podcast right now. You're touching by the Holy Spirit, God, the level of the increase the flow of the anointing in every worshiper's heart, every singer, every musician. Now, increase the flow of your anointing tenfold in every heart. We'll give you the glory for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
One more time, give us some social media stuff. Help us connect people with you.
Well, kenhenry.com has all the product. It has a bio. It tells all about it, and people might be interested in that. If they want to do a regional event, which we do get multiple churches together, that is kenhenry77@gmail.com. So they can contact me for events. That's my personal email. And then the other thing is Facebook. They can go to that with my name. I have a fan page, and we do their stuff all week long that we put on there. I also do video blogs that are on there as well that they can do. I'm getting ready to start two a week where I'm either on a guitar or keyboard and we just blast off, bro. We have people, Ken, I love it. I listen to this all the way to work and home again and all that. So they can look for the video blogs on my Facebook page.
Excellent. Love you, man. Awesome. Thank you.
God bless. See you, bud.
So good to have Kent on the program with us. He talked about his video blogs, and if you haven't seen them, boy, they are seriously uplifting and encouraging. You definitely got to go check those out on his Facebook page, Kent Henry Ministries, on Facebook.com. Next week, we're going to be talking with the Brentros from Life of the Family, and we're talking about crafting a legacy, a two-part interview with them. Starting next week, we'll see you then.
You've been listening to Next Gen Worship Broadcast.